for you. If you got your Bible tonight, 2 Samuel chapter 23, familiar scriptures. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to preach tonight. Appreciate God's calling. I never take it for granted or take it lightly, God's call upon my life. 2 Samuel chapter 23, familiar scriptures. When you find it, say amen. Amen. We'll start in verse number 14. And it said, "And David was then in an hold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, 'Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate.' And the three mighty men break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord." That's all my reading. I want to preach tonight on just a simple thought on are you thirsty? Have you ever been thirsty or got thirsty and it just seemed like nothing could quench your thirst? I remember when I worked at FedEx and I was driving that big box truck and it was hot inside that truck. And most of the time it's so hot that I would take a gallon of water and pour it over my head just to stay cool, Brother Charlie. I looked like I was soaking wet with sweat, but it was mostly just water trying to stay cool. But I was working and I stopped by the dollar store one day and I thought, man, I'm thirsty. I've got to have something. Got to have something to quench my thirst. And I went in the dollar store and I walked back to the aisle where the Gatorade is, the Powerade. And I said, I'm going to try one of these. And I grabbed the Gatorade, took it and paid for it. Went to the vehicle and Brother Charlie, I began to drink that. And as I began to drink it, I could hear my body. I've told the young people this before. I could hear my body saying, thank you. Thank you. Every little gulp, it was like saying, thank you, I needed that. And sometimes you can be thirsty and not even know it. You hear me? Sometimes you can get thirsty and not really realize how thirsty you really are, how dry you really are. And David here was in a hold. He was in a place that he was maintaining his position by force. But David, the Bible says, David longed. Meaning he had a strong desire, a deep desire, craving. He desired a drink from the well of Bethlehem. That well of Bethlehem was a place he had been to before. And his mind, he wasn't too far from where he was at. He was at the Cave of Adullam here. And they said you could scout over and look over at the horizon. You could almost see Bethlehem from where he was at. But he had a longing inside his heart for something that he used to drink of. A place, a memory, something that he had when he was younger. Something refreshing. A great desire to quench his thirst. Just a longing. And it wasn't just an oh, as in saying, oh, I hit my thumb. But it was an exclamation point at the end of this. And I'm not good at English much. But that word exclamation point is used as making a statement or declaring something, showing excitement or emotion. When he said, oh, for a drink of the well of Bethlehem, he was emotionally excited about this. Oh, I wish I just had a drink from the well of Bethlehem. And he said it out loud that these three men heard him. And he was yearning inside for a drink of that fountain. And he was yearning inside. And I remember as a young boy, we used to sing this song here in the songbook. If I can find it again. There it is. I dog-eared the page. Maybe too many of them. It says, I thirsted in the barren land of sin and shame. And nothing, I said nothing, zero, absolutely nothing satisfied there I found. But to the blessed cross of Christ one day I came, where springs of living water doth abound. This is, I'm drinking at the springs of living water. Happy now am I, my soul they satisfy. I'm drinking at the springs of living water. a wonderful and bountiful supply. I'll read the rest of this. How sweet and living, how sweet the living water from the hills of God. It makes me glad and happy all the way. Does it you? Now glory and grace and blessing mark the path I trod. I'm shouting hallelujah every day because I'm drinking out the springs of living water. I don't know about you, but if there ever was a day we need to get a fresh drink or a fresh taste or get our thirst re-satisfied. It's a day and hour we're living. If we could taste of this, the psalmist said, oh, taste and see the Lord is good. It's what David said. David knew what he was talking about when he talked about God. He knew his relationship with God. He had a hunger. He had a thirst for God. And he knew that this world cannot satisfy him. He knew the things of this world was temporary, but he knew that if he can get a drink of that fountain, if he can go back to the fountain, if he can go back to the place where he first met God, go back to the place where his first love was, if he can go back and touch God one more time, oh, I long for that one more time. I've heard stories of revivals, great revivals. I've heard stories about God baptizing 80 down in London, East London down here, and so forth and so on. I long to see that one more time. Brother Aaron, I love to hear the stories, but I just don't want to hear the stories. I want to taste it for myself. My children just don't need the stories, and your children just don't need the stories, but they need to taste it for themselves. And it's up to you and I to bring this to them and show them that God still moves. God has not forgotten about them, but God's still the God same yesterday and today and forever. He changes not. And we've got to get a thirst about us. If you're not thirsty for it, they're not going to be thirsty for it. If you don't hunger for it, they'll not hunger for it. But as I'm prepared for this, I've had this illustration here for several years. My mama, the old house there where they lived in, excuse me, we had I remember my chore one time, a couple times, I got to go over to the old, the well site. And at that well, Brother Charlie, my kids probably don't know what I'm talking about right now. They don't know what a well is. But in that well, we'd take our bucket and we'd take a little thing and drop it inside the well. It's called a silo. And it'd go down inside that well, and you could hear it drop to the bottom. And when it dropped to the bottom, you knew water was getting inside that. And after water got inside, you'd roll it back up, you'd pull this little pin, and water would get inside your bucket. And you'd be able to take it home, and they'd be able to drink out of it. This is our little ladle they had in our family, my mama's ladle. I don't know how many people have gotten into this and got a drink out of it. I couldn't tell you. And nowadays, you say, that's not good if everybody drinking after each other. You used to. Some of you older times used to. You didn't care. You'd get a drink of it, and you'd say, oh, that's good. That's refreshing. That's what I need. But I don't know about you, but we need to get another drink again. We need to get a longing inside our soul one more time in this last day and last hour. 2020 is upon us. I don't know about you, but I'm thirstier than I ever have been. I long to see the power of God in the sanctuary. I long to feel His presence like I never have felt it before. I long to know Him in a greater way. I don't want to be shut in with God. The song says, shut in with God in a secret place. There beholding His power. Face to face with God. Oh, how long to be shut in with God. In the day and hour we're living, we need such a hunger. We need such a thirst that we would, like David, have an exclamation. Oh, that we'd have a move of God. Oh, that we'd see God come by in a special way. It doesn't have to be that God comes by once every year and touch the church. But He can come by every service and visit His people. You don't have to leave dry. You don't have to leave with your bucket empty. You can leave with it flowing over full. There's another little thing I got in my pocket. You know what that is, Brother Charlie? Can't see it. Let me bring it a little closer. You ever seen one of them? Oh, yeah. What is that?
It's a thimble.
A thimble.
Thimble.
Can you drink a lot out of that?
Not much, but a little
Not
bit.
Not much. Just a thimble. That won't quench your thirst much if you get a thimble full. This thimble's probably old as the hills. It's probably whoever, great-great-grandma's. I've had it. picked it up somewhere at the house. So. But that ain't much at all. A lot of times we come to church and this is, it seems like all we get, just a thimbleful. We got what we feel like this is what we need for the rest of the week. But I don't know about you, but I need more than this. Because this right here would just do me just for right now. But I want something that goes everlasting. Jesus met the woman at the well and she came to draw water at the well. We know the story and I'm getting ahead of myself, but whatever. He met the woman at the well and the woman was there to draw water at the well. And Jesus told her, said, if you get me a drink. And she said, she told him so forth and so on. He told her how many husbands she had. And she didn't understand what kind of man he was, who he was. But he told her, said, if you knew who it was to ask you for a drink, you would have asked me for a drink. And he said, I would have given you living water that you would never thirst again. I don't know about you, but that's, and she said the good answer. The good answer, she said, was, sir, give me that water. You're telling me, give it to me. Let me have it. If that's what you're offering, give it to me. And that's what she said. Sir, give me this water. If there ever was a day, an hour we're living in, we need living water, fresh water, fresh. Whenever we got that water in that well, it was fresh. It was ready to quench your thirst. David longed. What a statement. Oh, he had a longing with an explanation. No doubt. It's cool and refreshing. Psalms 34 and 8, I done said, oh, taste and see the Lord is good. Why? What do you think he used two of our natural senses for? Taste and see. By tasting something, it gives others around you the approval. I can tell whether you like it or not if you taste it. If I give you a sour piece of candy and you put it in your mouth and you make all kinds of faces, you ain't liking it. But if I give you a piece of candy and you smile from ear to ear, I say, he likes it. The taste test is proven because it's a smile upon his face. The Bible says, oh, taste and see the Lord is good. David could say, the Lord is good. He was a poster child for the Lord. The Lord is good. The Lord's been good to me, is what he said. The Lord supplied my needs. The Lord delivered me from the lion. The Lord delivered me from the bear. The Lord shielded me, and God, he was my shield, he was my buckler. David could say, the Lord is good. And the natural senses, the taste test, the Lord is good. Is he good to you? What? When you tell somebody about God, what kind of expression do you use? How do you invite them to church? It makes a difference. If I came to your house to sell you a vacuum cleaner, most people do, and then I come and I've got to be behind that vacuum cleaner. I got to know how it works, Bro Ken. I got to know if it'll clean this mess up or not. And I'm there to prove to you that it works. I'm there to prove to you it's going to clean the mess up. I'm there to show you a demonstration of how it'll clean your mess up. But this is more than just a vacuum. This is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We are demonstrating, and we're trying ambassadors for. So whenever I tell them I go to church at First Pentecostal, I don't drop my head and say, I go to First Pentecostal. I'm not ashamed of it. I tell them, I go to First Pentecostal church, and you're welcome to come with us. And I'm excited about what God's doing. And God's going to do great things. I heard a lady say one time, and I may get in trouble. I heard she had a dream. I think Marty said this. Said a lady said she had a dream about the church, First Pentecostal Church. And she said she had a dream about that there was a great revival, and she was waiting for it to happen. Do you know if I had that dream and I was that lady, and I had that dream, and I really believed that it was a dream, you know where I would be? Sitting right there. I would, if I knew God was going to come back, Jesus was going to land right in the middle of First Pentecost Church. Guess where I'd be? Right in the middle of First Pentecost Church, waiting on him. I'd be expecting him. But I've got a taste of him. When I was a young boy, I got a taste of this. And I can't lose that taste. It keeps bubbling, the song says. Bubbling, bubbling, bubbling. Bubbling in my soul. They're singing and laughing since Jesus made me whole. Some folks don't understand it. But I can't keep it quiet because it's bubbling. Bubbling both day and night. I'm excited about God. I believe he's still real. I believe God still heals. I believe God still saves. I believe he still delivers. I believe he's coming back again. I believe he still sends the Holy Ghost. I believe those that hunger and thirst after righteousness can and shall be filled. It's not yesterday what it used to do. God still moves. God gives the hungry. God feeds his children. If you're a child of God, he's not going to withhold any good thing from you, as Brother Jarvis has mentioned this morning. He'll not hold anything back. And I'm crying out, oh, for revival. Oh, for fresh oil, fresh anointing. Oh, for another Pentecost, another awakening. David's mighty men, three of them broke through. He broke through, and one preacher wrote it down what he said. He said he named one of the guys wisdom, one of them love, and one of them power. He said these three men broke through to get David his need, what he was longing for. I don't know about you, but I'd like to press through this year coming. I'm tired of standing against the wall. I'm tired of getting so close, but yet so far away. I'm tired of leaving with just a thimble full. You say, you've been doing that, brother? Yeah, I've been bringing my thimble. I've done lost it. Been bringing my thimble, saying, God, I've done lost it. I may be up at the pulpit. Maybe way up there. I've been bringing my thimble, and God, if that's all my expectation of God, God will feel that expectation. But I don't have to leave with just that much. I don't have to keep coming back to the well over and over and over and over again. My bucket's empty. Thank God we don't have to do that. There's a fountain so rich and sweet. The song says, cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. I'm glad we can have a fountain. There's a fountain that flows so rich and sweet. I'm glad that we can taste and get a thirst for God. Try not to bore you. Trying to help us as a church. But there's a depth inside men's heart. There's a depth that this world cannot feel. The world cannot feel it. Wealth cannot afford it. Greed cannot secure it. Alcohol and drugs cannot quench it. Only God can fill the desire of men's hearts. The song says, it's beginning to rain, rain, rain. Hear the voice of the Father. It's beginning to rain. And I believe with all my heart, God's looking for somebody that's thirsty. God's looking for somebody to quench their thirst. How thirsty are you? Is anybody here thirsty? Josiah and Todd, you can do what I ask you to do. They got another illustration for me. But it says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. They're passing out some cups. I believe you can get it inside enough. I believe you get that river inside you. You can't stop it. You'll not have no knob to turn it off and on when you desire. The Spirit will move you. It'll have its way. It won't be you in control of it. You can't turn it off and on when you desire to. But when he has his way, that's the Spirit of God. If I can control it, it's not the Holy Ghost. If I can turn it on and off when I want it to, it's not God's Spirit. That's something I'm doing. Are you thirsty? Glad my boys have helped me. It'd be a lot of walking for me. Been working over in Carlisle, Kentucky. And for the last 3 weeks, I have... Carlisle is a place of rich history. Carlisle is a place where the Cane Ridge Revival took place. You ever heard that? Cane Ridge Revivals over in Carlisle in Bourbon County is where it took place. We drove by a road one day over, Brother Aaron, and I seen a sign that said, Cane Ridge. And these two brain cells of mine began to work together and said, there's something about that that I heard and remember. And I got thinking, I said, Cane Ridge. I said, I've read that book about Cane Ridge. Surely this has to be that place. And Mike Gilpin got a little brochure. He went downtown and got a brochure and told all about it, about the Cane Ridge Revivals, how that God had moved for them people years ago, and there was such a great, Barton Stone, I think his name was, how they had a great revival and how great thousands and thousands of people came together, and there was such a swelling move of God. Then, I believe he can do it now. I said, I believe God can do that now. If in Azusa Street, when Pentecost broke out in Azusa Street, and when they were gathered there, and there was such a great move of God there, God's no respect to persons. What he done then, he can still do it now. God can give you springs in your desert. You believe that? You say, I'm in a desert, brother. I'm dry. Not a mirage, but an oasis. Clean, cleansing, cooling, refreshing water. Not stagnant, not stale, but living water. I remember reading in the Bible about a river flowing from the altar. And they said at first it began to come out from under the altar. And they said it's just waters to just a little trickle at first. And then the waters got enough up and said it got up to the ankles, Brother Charlie. Waters to be able to splash around in a little bit. Then it got up to the knees, the water did. Then it got up to the loins. Then it got up waters to swim in. I think that's what God's got for us. As your expectation is, you can come up here and say, well, there's just a little bit, but I believe he's got enough. I believe we can go all the way in this. There's enough to swim in. There's enough to control every aspect of your life. If you got troubles, come to this river. If you got trials, come to this river. Bring yourself. Cast yourself at the Savior's feet. Taste and see the Lord is good. I'm just with David tonight. I have a longing. I have such a longing, Brother Charlie. And I know it's going to cost. It ain't going to come free. It's going to cost some sacrifice. It's going to cost a lot of prayer. It's going to cost a lot of time. But I believe with all my heart, God can send revival to London again. I said, I believe God can send revival to London again. I believe the drug addict can be set free on the streets of London. I believe those that's walking around my house down in East Bernstadt, they're hooked on drugs like little zombies. I believe God can save them and deliver them from their addictions. I believe those that's in the jailhouse tonight that are in there because they're addicted, can be set free, unshackled, loosed, Just this legion was let loose. I believe God can do that. What's your expectation tonight? Are you thirsty? You got that cup? You got your cup? It's right there. There it is. Didn't tell you. Sister Vita, you care to stand up and hold that cup. Hold it up. You know, what you need to do is say, God, here's my cup. I lift it up. Come and quench this thirst into my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Let my cup runneth over. You know, he'll not just fill your cup, but he'll cause it to overflow. Well, Charlie, if I was to take this cup now, and I poured stuff in it and kept pouring it and pouring it and pouring it, guess what? It's going to overflow. And it's going to overflow into over on her. And it's going to overflow over onto her. You ain't going to be able to keep it quiet to yourself. I don't understand people get the Holy Ghost and they're quiet the next service. That ain't how it works. But it's a river that flows. And you can't stop a river. I can't stop the Niagara. I can't take this thimble and plug up the Niagara. When's the last time you got real thirsty? There's a lady, Brother Danny Taylor said, I remember him telling this story. There's a lady in the hospital. And she was restricted from having any water due to her condition she was in. And they said, as they'd go by her bedside in her room, she'd yell out, water, water, I need water. Somebody bring me some water. See, people walk by and they look in, and the doctor says, you can't give her water. Said, we're trying to help her. And they'd cry out. She'd cry out. Everybody goes by, water, water. I need water. I'm thirsty. Nobody could help her. So she looked over beside her bed, and somebody brought her some flowers. And you know, flowers have a vase, and a vase has water. She was tempted almost to drink that water, but she knew if she drank that water, she wouldn't have had no help. But tonight, I'd like to hear somebody cry out, water, water, I need water. And I'm talking about being thirsty for God. Just get yourself a thirst. If I could give you thirst tonight, if I could say, Brother Charlie, here, take this, you're going to have a thirst for God like nobody else. I can't do that. You've got to get that thirst for yourself. I've got to get it for myself. But if I can get you pointed in the right direction to realize, and I know I'm dragging out here too long. The springs of living water says, oh, sinner, won't you come today to Calvary? A fountain there is flowing deep and wide. The Savior now invites you to the water-free where thirsty spirits can be satisfied. He satisfies. Gatorade says it's the thirst quencher. I beg to differ. God's a thirst quencher. He'll fill that longing inside your soul. He'll quench that thirst. You don't have to thirst for the things of this world, but you can get you such a thirst for God that you'd devour the Word. You'd read your Bible. Nobody had to force you to get a Bible reading plan. You'd say, man, I've done started. Nobody had to force you to come and pray. You'd pray and pray and pray. God, give us. Thirst. Restore my thirst. David longed. That I'd go back to that place. I took the boys yesterday. We went to a little junk store, and below it, we used to live in a little house down here at the parkway. There used to be a little house there, and I was telling Titus, we pulled in that little driveway. I said, Titus, and I went back. And that's what David done here. I went back to that little place. There was no house there. Just flat area of land. There was a little place over. It used to be a well out there. We never could use the well because somebody had stuffed stuff in the well and clogged it up. It was never any good. But I was telling Titus, I said, man, I can remember as a kid, we had a little basketball goal on the side of the house. We'd play basketball for hours upon the house. I said, out in the front, we'd wrestle. Me and my brothers, we'd wrestle. And I told Josiah, I said, we played a game called stretch. It was dangerous. And Titus said, what is that? Or Josiah said that. And I said, I'm not telling you. It involved knives. It's pretty dangerous. But I went back to that place, Brother Greg, and something kept on in my mind, trying to remember how it was all like. Was it good times there? No, there were some bad times. But remembering that little four-room house with an outside bathroom back so far away from it with one little faucet inside with a rollaway bed we slept on, me and my brother and sister. But just remembering that, I started digging them memories up. And I can see David here going back as he's in this cave of Adullam looking back at Bethlehem. Oh,
I see.
Oh, if I can just get a drink from the well of Bethlehem one more time. If I can just get my thirst quenched just one more time. If I can go back for a day. That's what he was saying. He was reminiscing what it was once like. And his mighty men went back and they broke through the host of the Philistines and brought him back a drink. We need some mighty men in this hour. God, give us men that will break through whatever comes our way. Men that will say, we're going to have revival. We'll stand upon the promises that will not fail. We're going to have revival. We need revival. We're going to pray until revival comes. And when revival comes, we're going to jump right in the middle of it. They used to say, I'm going to pray for revival and I'm going to draw a circle. And I'm going to pray that God sends revival right in that circle. And I'm going to stand right in the middle of it, Brother Aaron, till it happens. We need to do that. We need to do that. We need to go home and get us a marker or whatever. Better not say that. Kids be. They'll have markers everywhere, all around. They'll have circles drawn everywhere, and they'll be standing in the middle of it. But spiritually, you need to find your place and say, God, I need revival. I need a thirst for you like I never have. Could we all stand? You got your cup beside you? Could you, where you're at tonight, just raise that cup and say, God, I'm thirsty. God, I'm thirsty. Lord, if I ain't thirsty, please give me a thirst. God, I need a thirst, Lord, for you. We're living in the last hour and the last day. And you're about ready to come, God. Lord, I'm dry. I'm barren. God, I want to be ready when you come. I don't want to be dry, but I want to have your spirit flowing in my heart and in my life in such a way, God, that your spirit, God, would have its way. That my spirit bear witness to your spirit, that we are, that I'm a child of God. Here's my cup, Lord. Here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up. Come and quench this thirst in my soul, God. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up. Come, God. Come, God. Come, make it whole, God. Oh, God, I need revival. That's what David cried. Oh, with an exclamation. Oh, emphatically, God, I need a move. Declaring, he was excited about it. God, I need a move. I need a move of your spirit. I need a move of the Holy Ghost. I need a move of thy sweet grace in my life. Move on me, God. Move on my brother, Lord. Move on my sister. Here's my cup, God. Here's my desire, God. It's my desire, Lord, to have revival. It's my desire, Lord, to have your spirit alive. Can we all come? We're in this altar. You could stand if you want to. Let's find us a place to pray. Let's ask God. Let's plead with God. Let's commune with God tonight. Let's build an altar tonight. Let's plead with God to send us revival. Oh, God, would you do it again? Oh, God, would you move on me one more time? I remember when I was a young boy and you moved. I remember as a young boy coming at these altars and praying. That's where I learned to pray at. Little by little. Oh, God, would you do it again? I remember you dropping the fire inside my soul, God. Would you do it again, God? I remember praying, God, in tongues. I remember speaking, God, in tongues. I remember, Lord, you baptized. I remember dancing in the Spirit. I remember praying in the Spirit. I remember singing in the Spirit. Oh, God. God, would you do it again? Oh, God, would you do it again? That's my request, God. That's my request, God, tonight. Would you do it again among us? Would you touch your people one more time? Would you rend the heavens, God? Open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing among your people in such a mighty way. Oh, God, old-fashioned heaven sent Holy Ghost revival. Revive us, oh God, from the pulpit to the pew, God. Revive us, oh God. Oh, give me that thirst again, God. Oh God, I'm in dehydration, God. I need, God, a thirst, oh God. Oh God, I need to be as preachers preach this morning, saturated with thy presence.